This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Andre Smith from South Africa.
Fresh over from London, this is Judge Jules.
This is Beto Maxo, talking to you from Lebanon.
Alfredo Ferreira from Buenos Aires.
Holger Jakob from Cologne, Germany.
Ana Abdullah Taya, Maghribi, wa ab'atu lakum tahiyati al-Khalifa min Paris.
Sean Prue on 103.9 Proud FM in Toronto.
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
It is time for Global Community here on the Hump Day Crew. This week we're crossing to Iceland, where joining us on the phone is the Executive Director of Icelandic Pride, Heimir Pedersen. Thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Now, we wanted to ask a little bit. Iceland has been very much in the news this year. First of all, for the volcano, haven't they?
Yeah, we've been in the news for a lot of things. For the economic crash first, and then the volcano.
How much was it?
All the ash over to Europe.
How was the volcano actually affecting people in Iceland?
Well, not that much. Mainly people living very close to the volcano, because the volcano is in the south of the country, and the ash went southward over Europe. So mostly it was affecting international flights, mainly Britain and Northern Europe.
I mean, another thing that's been making news headlines about Iceland is your Prime Minister, who is a lesbian, and she just got married to her longtime partner, Jónína. How is their relationship feathering at the moment?
Well, I think it's a very stable relationship, really. See, they already had what was called partnership before. The law was just changed a few weeks ago on the 27th of June. It changed into only one marriage law in Iceland, so it's the same marriage law for straight people as gay people, and then they re-registered their own partnership as a marriage.
Hey, Mia, how has the community responded to this? Has there been an influx of marriages since the law has changed?
Some couples, some few couples I've heard of that has actually go to church and got married. You have to remember, we are not a very big country. We're only 320,000. So it's not really people flocking in huge numbers. But the response is very good. I mean, a very huge majority of the parliament voted for this, so there's a huge consensus for this. Things for gay rights have changed rapidly here in Iceland for the last 10 or 15 years. So we have all the legal right now, so it's not very much to fight for.
That's always good, a small country, to actually get laws passed like that to make a bit of a difference in the world. Heimir, what's happening in Pride this year? Has it happened, or is it going to be happening?
Pride is coming up in a few weeks. It's a four-day event that starts on the 5th of August and ends on the 8th of August, with the parade on Saturday 7th.
And what? I was just going to say, what's to be expected this year at Pride?
Well, we expect to have a very huge Pride, as has been for the last few years. The city of Reykjavik is only with 120,000 population. The Great Reykjavik maybe 200,000, but we will be having 80,000 people downtown for our parade for the last 3 years.
Wow, that's so brilliant!
The general public participates a lot, and foreigners who come here, especially from U.S., who are used to see police barricades and so on, they are very comfortably surprised to see there are no police barricades. There are kids from the age of a few months up to people 80 years old attending and taking part. So it's really changed into a general human rights festival. The straight people really participate with us.
It's amazing to hear that a quarter of your entire population actually support this gay event. I'm interested to know, Amir, what are some of the fads and crazes and trends in your country at the moment?
Well, it's hard to say. We have been very occupied with this economic crisis, so I might say protesting was the big new thing. Everybody seems to be out on the street protesting. But the newest thing maybe today is, of course, you know, the soccer match in Johannesburg, and the newest news about how Ronaldo came into class with Holy Mary of having just a child by his own. It's a very curious thing for us gay people here, so we're really trying to find out how he did it.
Yeah, there's
How to have a baby without a woman.
There's a couple of ladies, I think, put in line for that, claiming that it could be there, or with speculation that they're having the baby for him. So we have to wait and see.
Yeah, he probably took some Dexon on it.
Hey, man, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. Can you think of one thing that the Icelandic gay community would have that would be different to any other gay community in the world?
Yeah, probably how... well, and small and friendly it is. It's a very relaxed and of course small. There are not many gay bars. There is no gay village or anything like that. There are a few gay bars and clubs, but really people come together very mixed. So you never know the guy you are making a pass on is gay or straight. And also Icelandic men in general, they kind of dress up and are very careful about how they look. Okay. So foreigners, you know, they come here and think every man in Iceland is gay, which is not true, I'm sorry to say, but, you know, yeah, how friendly it is and how easy it is to be involved in, you know. If you come here, you will immediately be part of the scene.
Hey, Mir, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. I know you must be a very busy man, being the executive director for the last 11 years of Pride, and you've got it coming up in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, you actually have the show. Your show right now is tomorrow here. So I'm on the tomorrow morning show in Australia.
That's you're in the future.
Yeah, I'm in the future.
Yeah. well, hello to the past. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you. That was Hamir Pedersen. He's the executive director of Icelandic Pride.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.